This will be a documentary of two 8th graders talking during their literacy class. Picture of Jonah Marais in the boy band Why Don't We? At the title, it seems to be Shister Teenie and Anu, Why Don't We Doc, and Other Sheet. Another member of this boy band, Daniel. Then you have Corbin, which is another member, and Zach. And it seems to be a bunch of their songs, and Jack, and more of their songs and lyrics. It's a lot of songs so far. There is approximately 5 pages so far of Why Don't We songs and lyrics. And another picture of Jack and Jonah. See, now we have a giant E, and then a W. And I'm guessing this is going to be Why Don't We Backwards? Yep. And let's see, another picture of Zach. Then you get Daniel. And then you have this thing where it's a picture of Jonah looking surprised and stuff. And the caption of me taking a picture. Then you have the same picture with no caption. And you have the same picture and it says, I am Jonah Marais, also. And Teeny also did not meet me at her stupid robot competition. Yeah, it wasn't a concert. Why would I meet them if it wasn't a concert? We have a picture of Jack in what seems to be sunglasses and doing a goofy face. And it says, I am Jack Avery, and Teeny also did not meet me at her stupid robotics competition. Yeah, it wasn't a concert. Why would I meet them if it wasn't a concert? Again. Let's see. And this is a picture of Daniel. Seavey is apparently his last name. And it's in big, bold letters saying, I am Daniel Seavey, and I did not... And Teeny did not meet me at her stupid robotics competition. LOL, Havana, Onana. Half of my heart is in Havana, Onana. Then you have a cursed picture of what looks like a baby smiling. It says, I am Teeny Flood, and I lost my robotics competition. Duh. And then you have LOL, ha ha ha. But you won one. Once again, opinion, I had a blast at the competition, and even if I didn't win. What? Ha ha ha, that is hilarious, you just wasted your time, lol. Could have won two, it wouldn't matter, my team's points did not reach top 10. So you won the awards, but you did not win the competition, right. So you won one of three, I did not. No one cares, stop. 20 so we could have caught out the first other category, it wouldn't matter. So you won, okay. And we weren't in the... No! No one cares! Bobot part to move. Presenting a problem and a solution to that problem. And then the actual robotics competition. You have to be in top 10. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there are three parts of the competition. Take talking about the vehicle and how you thought of it. Presenting a problem and a solution. Oh my gosh. Fundraising for children with cancer, only to waste 4 or 5 hours of your life just to lose the competition. And for food, also my mom won a raffle and also won a Morales Award. We aren't moving on, but we will win awards. But we did win awards. If you don't need a meet, why don't we... Then you didn't meet anyone special. Period. Opinion. I am dying of laughter. I shat myself. This is so hilarious. No meeting. Nothing. I met some amazing people. There were two boys on one team and they got either 5th or 6th. Did you meet... Why don't we? Actually, no. So you didn't meet anyone. It isn't. Your opinion is not the same as mine. I know Evie told me it was going to happen yesterday. I pre-ordered it and it came out like at 3 a.m. and I listened to it and I died in my bed. That's why I was late. Makes sense. Teeny Flood, do you regret not going to the concert? I don't regret, but I do feel bad. Why? Did you win the stupid robotic stuff? No. Ha ha ha, you went for nothing. Why did you delete the Jonah ones? You should be... You should, huh? You waited to put them up, so I undid it. They deleted the Jack ones. Now you can spam Jonah. I'll just do Daniel. OMG, we have like 22 minutes left. Teeny, Tiffany Flood. Hello, Teeny Flood. Hello. I have major news. What? Why don't we just release a Christmas song and it's lit AF? And that is my reading of part of some eighth grader's life in literacy. The end. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of A Teenager is Bored. Today, we're going to be talking about weird things that friends do. So, this one friend decided to go on to YouTube and, the Googles to, you know, to search for something to do because she had no friends, so she searched up how to, like, people to talk to on Google. So now you have these messages. Names will not be said, but it's, I have a crazy story to tell. Tell it. Okay, since I have no friends, I searched on Google for, like, random places to chat with people, and I came across a site and talked to this guy. Here's our conversation. This is gonna be fun. Stranger, show me your pussy. I'm fine. Can I see it? Why do you want to see it? I want to see how nice it is. It's gross. Can I see it? No. I'm in school. Oh, I got hard on. What? I feel bad for her. Go out your classroom, show it. I can't. You single? Yeah. Can I see you? That me. You don't look 14. I am on my 20s. Can I see you? No, sorry. Why? Get your pussy out for me. You're 20. I'm 15. This was like a few days ago. His pick, though. I like chat. I'm gonna go on it again and show you a better example. What is this website? I don't know. A guy wants to show me his thing. Should I say yes? Yeah. WTF? Don't press yes. I pressed yes. Yeah. Ew. JK, I kicked out of the chat. Ended. Good, because it's full on puke. But he was a queen stan, so I would have been fine. Sure. This one actually talked to me before popping the question. Yeah, that's not bad. At least he asked. Most of the conversations are like, me, hello, stranger, show me your pussy. He also asked if it was okay with me. Yes, get your pussy out for me. LOL, stranger, how are you? Me, good. Me, you? Stranger, Sean, USA. Stranger, good, thanks. Stranger, UF? Me, I'm teeny, pretty. Nothing much. You? Bored, horny, LOL, chat. LOL. Can I ask you what you look like? Sure. Freaking Violet from the second movie. Cute. This is me. Then I asked him for a pic and he ended a chat. I like peed. You used my name like WTF. I had no backup names. Sarah, Adrian, Paul, Mary, Alyssa. I'ma do another one and send them this pic, because that's me every day. Yes! And that is a conversation between two 15-year-olds in the year of 2019 on random chats. The end.
So, I'm bored again, so I'm here again. We're trying something different. guess, considering that, a little bit about me. I'm a freshman in high school. Don't know if that's important or not, but let's go with that. And I don't really know what else to say. I do cheer and not really good at talking to people. I'm not very good when it comes to interacting or anything like that. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have a lot of friends, but that's a given. But I'm gonna try something new. What it is exactly yet, I'm not completely certain, but we'll see how this goes. Bye. This is a new thing because I'm bored, so I'm gonna do a lyric whenever I feel like it. So it's just one lyric. Short and simple, I guess. When everything feels like it's going wrong, and you feel like you're on the ground, when you feel like there's no one around to help you push through, know there's someone always standing there. To help you any time you're in need, they'll reach out a hand, and all you have to do is just agree.